You write it in the book, How Evil Works, about the secret curse of celebrity, which I find fascinating because, you know, spending my time between L.A. and St. Louis, on the L.A. side, I see a lot of this, that, you know, a lot of people who have had incredible fame, tremendous talent, often destroy themselves. How come?
Yeah, it's quite an amazing thing. It seems counterintuitive because these are the people that have everything we all covet. They've got talent and fame and wealth, and everybody loves them. And everything that we thought would make us happy, and they get into terrible trouble. You know, George, we all know this expression, power corrupts.
Yeah.
Well, power, you know, doesn't mean just political power. It's social power, fame, influence. It's all a form of power. And fame, for the immature person, because it doesn't have to have this effect on you, okay? But for many, it does. For the immature person, fame is like being drunk on power. And, you know, we get into trouble when we're drunk. Here's what I've come to. I mean, and again, you can look at this from a religious point of view or just from an experiential point of view, but when I say that unless a person is very mature and well-grounded, fame is destructive and corrupting, it's like this. Here's what I see I've come to, is that the thing that keeps us really, you know, sane and happy and moving along in the right direction in life, it requires a certain constant self-awareness, okay? I mean, we got to be keeping one eye on ourselves. If we lose awareness of our, you know, if we see a fault, we can make a course correction, okay?
Yeah.
What happens if we lose awareness of what we're doing? I mean, obviously, we're going to drive off the cliff. And if we lose awareness of our faults, of the tendency to be, you know, egotistical or greedy or selfish or angry or whatever it is, okay, whatever is like the kind of the dark side of human nature, if we lose awareness of those tendencies, we end up going down the rabbit hole and doing them, and that's what happens when you're drunk or high on drugs or something like that. And I'm saying that for all practical purposes, to soak up fame like this, especially if you look at these young kids that we do this to, like the Britney Spears, I mean, this is real child abuse. You cannot take a little snot-nosed kid who she may be a sweet kid at heart, but has the same, you know, pride and ego and the hang-ups that everybody else does. You cannot go and worship this person and give them millions of dollars and treat them like they're gods and not destroy them. That's what we do. We destroy people.
It got to all of them. It probably got to Elvis too, didn't it?
Elvis, I was reading in my book, he died in 1977.
Yeah.
The year before he died, one doctor alone, I forget his name, the Greek guy, supposedly prescribed 10,000 hits of drugs for the king. I mean, we were talking about uppers and downers and hormones and sleeping pills and six, seven, eight, nine different types of drugs. And if you divide that out, you know, 10,000 divided by 365, that's like, you know, 25 or 30 hits a day. This guy was like a walking pill. And you say, wait a minute, here's a guy who is worshipped. I mean, still, people, you know, they worship the ground that he walked on 30, 40, 50 years ago. He was like a god. How is it that somebody who is treated like a god can come into so much conflict? Because, you know, why do people take these drugs? We take drugs for pain. I mean, you know, if you have diabetes, that's something else. The kind of drugs we're talking about, the alcohol, the pain pills, they're taking it. I'm not talking so much physical pain. There could be that. Occasionally, that's part of it. Michael Jackson had, you know, back pain, whatever.
Yeah.
But we're talking mostly the psychic pain. Whatever it is, they're in terrible, terrible conflict to have to be, you know, coked up on all these multiple drugs. Heath Ledger, very super talented actor, okay, died a few years ago after playing the Batman movie.
The Joker, yeah.
The Joker, yeah. But here's a guy, they found six different drugs in his system. Again, remember, these are people that are handsome, talented, wealthy. They've got everything that we think would make us secure.
It gets them. By the way, it was Dr. Nick, George Nikolopoulos, I think.
Yeah.
Close right. to that, anyway, with Elvis. But,
yes.
I mean, it happened to Belushi. It happens to all of them. They just take this incredible talent and they blow it. There's a couple people in Hollywood right now that I think should be on the watch list. I'm not going to mention who they are. They're all over TMZ all the time.
Right.
I mean, they're next. They're next if they keep doing this.
And, you know, we make it into this entertainment. We have this celebrity gossip, which we branded as entertainment news, quote-unquote. But really is what we're doing is we're taking these people that you know, they sing songs and they act and whatever. And to me, like, these are not – look, don't get me wrong. I admire actors. I know what hard work it is. They work enormously hard. They get up very early, and they sit for 4 hours of makeup sometimes. I mean, it's hard work. But really, I have more respect for, like, the soldier over there in Afghanistan who is putting his life down for someone else. Well, who hears about him? But we worship these people, and then when you put somebody on a pedestal and you worship them so greatly, and nobody speaks up to them and says, hey, you know, you're being a jerk right now.
Yeah.
Please knock it off. I mean, I'm just not with anger. I'm saying somebody with love who is real with them.
A real friend.
Yeah. And I tell you, these people ache to be treated like a real person.
Well, and see, the problem, David, people like that generally have enablers with them, what I call the latchers on, who aren't real friends. They want a free ride. So they attach themselves to these superstars who are weak. And, I mean, they just keep enabling. You know, yeah, go, let's use the drugs. Let's do this. Let's do that. Instead of the real friend who doesn't care about any of that.
Right. You know, George, I used to wonder, I see all these historical movies about, you know, Henry VIII and all these different kings and their families. They say, why is it that the royal families are always, like, trying to kill each other? There's always some plot. They're poisoning each other or stabbing each other or something, you know. You see, these are people, like, they've got the life of Riley. You know, they've got wealth and they got power and they got everything they could possibly want. Why are they so screwed up? It's really the same thing. Power does something to you. Look, you know, from a religious point of view, then the first commandment says, you know, what is it? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Whether you're religious or not, we human beings do not make very good gods. For whatever reasons it is, when we are worshipped in that way, it's corrupting.
Yeah,
we need people to be real with us because we have problems. We need people who love us to say, as I said, it says, I was on the radio the other day, and I was talking to somebody who was a pretty famous person, and she said, you know, my husband always, all these years, he always told me what was wrong with me, and that really helped me. I said, yeah, I have a wife like that, and I appreciate it. It's very valuable to me because if you're any kind of public person, you have people that, you know, they look up to you, and they say what a great job you're doing, and you really cannot take it too seriously, okay? You got to see yourself as you are, with warts and all. Otherwise, you start to not become real, and you lose it.